Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
There is a way out, that there is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it. So I can't be content. So there is an understanding, but I refuse to click on the switch of,
So even if you, like, even if you have more money than you'll ever spend for the rest of your life, that's not what it's about.
No.
It's about the inspiring people and the influence and constantly giving back and moving forward in a positive way. And the only way you can do that is to stay active.
It's the story, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this, he caused a merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence become a part of the chapters in your book. So my drive is about my book. I was a New York Times number one bestseller. I'm writing another book.
You're writing a book right now?
Yeah. What's it happen? What happens if you are a two-time New York Times number one bestseller? If you get the two, what happens if you get the three? Hey, man, how do books become successful? Who publishes them? I want to start a publishing company, Heartbeat Publishing. Why not? That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different, you don't have to do just one thing. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit that Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not? I find a light in every dark tunnel. I will find a goddamn light, man. I hear it all. Listen, when I tell you the weight on my back is so heavy of all the stuff that I deal with, and I'm fine. The reason why I'm fine is because I'm genuinely happy. I'm happy. And I'm not happy just because of the success. The success acts as a bonus. I'm happy because I truly know the definition and the feeling that comes with happiness. I truly know it. I felt it. I felt it when I said, yo, what really makes me happy? And I look at Heaven and Hendrix and I look at Zoe. I look at my wife. I go, yo, I didn't have the family shit when I was coming up. Yo, I got one. I got one. Look what I done did. Look what I built. These people depend on me. I provide for these people. That makes me happy. That makes me happy when my daughter comes up. Dad, you're not only my dad, you're my best friend. Yo, I'm happy. That's my world. So everything else from the outside that comes in, you're throwing shit at a bubble that can't be popped. It's a force field around me.
Yeah.
It's a force field around me because what matters, what really matters, loves me wholeheartedly. And when you have that and you understand that, you're unbreakable. If you've never felt that, if you have no idea what that feels like, then it's easy to shake you. That's why some people are easily broken. Being broken is not a hard thing. It's not a hard thing. So those that do get broken, those that do get down, those that do get depressed, I understand. I understand. I don't knock people for it. I don't knock anybody for it. What I also understand is that the encouragement that can come from so many can add value for those that may need a little push. That may need a little, hey man, pick your chin up. It's so easy to be that positive reinforcement for somebody and add value. It's so easy. But some people choose to throw that aside and kick while you're down. I try to put out the light of positivity because whoever's out there, I don't know what it could do for somebody else. But somebody else may just simply look at me and say, yo, the way that this man doesn't stop and the way that every day he wakes up and he's just positive regardless of what's going on makes me realize that this shit ain't so bad. Somebody probably needed to hear that. The more that I can give that out and I can take my platform to throw good energy out, I'm doing my part. My true understanding is, all right, you got one life. And that one life, the goal for us is to live it to the best of our ability from the beginning to what's said the end. In the middle, in the beginning, middle, you're going to do things, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fuck up.
Just, you know, it's a shitty moment. It's a shitty moment when you know you're wrong and there's no excuses for your wrong behavior.
You're supposed to learn and then move forward with the understanding of what not to do. And when you move forward, life may get better, it may not, but somewhere along the lines it's gonna click. And everything that I went through back here was supposed to happen so that now that I'm here, I'm able to go ahead with such a high level of knowledge and I can make other people better, I can make myself better. Something happens, and that's in every single life. In every life. There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, shit will change.
You have no idea the fucking feeling that I have going through my body right now, man. This is a fucking dream come true. This is a fucking dream come true, man. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for growing with me. Thank you for fucking enjoying me. My name is Kev Hart. I love y'all.
Hey guys, my name is Mark Cox. I took what was $2,000 of loaned money from school and turned it into over $750,000 while in college. Now that I'm out of college and graduated, I day trade for a living and teach people just like you how to trade and get financial freedom, or at least get another source of income. With my system, you not only get courses that teach you all the basics and what you need to know before jumping into stocks, but also you're going to learn how to do everything the right way and work with me personally. As long as you have a cell phone or a computer, you can learn how to trade right from anywhere in the world, as long as you have Wi-Fi. So join me, get started now, and let's become a profitable trader.